training in newspaper and makeup, layout, or anything. Because not knowing any better, we really established some innovations in the newspaper business in the state of Georgia. So at the end of the 2 years, we saw that we were off the ground, so we bought a little printing plant, a newspaper publishing plant from Baxley, Georgia, paid $800 for it, lock, stock, and barrel, and hauled it up here and set it up in a building right here in the downtown section of the city. And from then on, it just took off like Mooney's goose, and I guess we have one of the best of the weekly newspapers in the state. We hold, let's see, the last count, 55 Georgia Press Association better newspaper contests and 5 national awards for best editors, best editorial page, general excellence, typography, news coverage, local news coverage. Well, we got some of them plastered up out over there. But we earned them, but we forgot them. I mean, they didn't mean, except all it was to us was that it was like a teacher giving you a grade to tell you how you're getting along. And wasn't long before that equipment became, we outgrew that equipment, and we got a chance to move over on this street that's at right angles to Walnut Street here. And we jumped in and bought some new equipment. And that was in about 1940. Then we stayed there until 1954. And we had to have more space, and this building where this little music shop was, of course, not large enough. So we moved around on East Vine Street, back of the post office, in a much larger building. And we bought some more equipment, and pretty soon we outgrew that space. So we moved into this building in 1960, put in all sorts of new equipment, and then production became a problem with it, because it was the old-fashioned equipment, and we were trying to get out 16 to 24 pages every week, and the equipment just couldn't handle it. So 1966 we jumped in and put in this 3-unit high-speed offset press with all of its related equipment, including darkroom equipment and your photo setting equipment. And then the press was so fast that we couldn't produce enough type to satisfy it, so we then automated one of the typesetting machines, and that wasn't fast enough. So about August, maybe June or July, I guess, we put in this computer system across the hall that does all of our typesetting. And we have 2 recorders and an output machine. And last week we put out 40 pages. And in addition to our paper, we print a paper for Dublin and a paper for Claxton, and then we print the college paper. It runs, we print around 4,500 to 5,000 copies a week, and the college prints around 5,000 copies a week. They print a tabloid paper in about 12 to 16 page format weekly.
That's very interesting.
So that brings us up to
Very interesting indeed.
A little sidelight was that I ran the paper by myself from except for about a year,